Standing out on Main Street across Mr. Blues in my faded leather jacket, my weathered broken shoes. The chill north wind is blowing, the spring was coming on. I wondered to myself how long I had been gone. I strolled across old Main Street, walked down a flight of stairs, stepped to the hall, saw all my friends were there. A neon sign was flashing, welcome, come on in. Feels so good, feeling good again. My favorite band was playing an Otis Redding song. When they sang the chorus, everybody sang along. Dan and Margarita were swaying side by side. I heard they were divorcing, I guess I let it slide. And I wished I had some money with which to buy around. I wished to cash my paycheck before I came to town. My rings in my pocket found the ring, 20s out of 10. Feels good, feels good again. There was old man Perkins sitting on a stool, watching Butch and Jimmy John, talking loud and playing pool. Boys from Silver City were standing by the fire, singing like they thought they were the Tabernacle Choir. I wanted you to see them all, I wish that you were there. I looked across the room and saw you standing on the stair. And when I caught your eye, I saw you break new ground. Feels so good, feeling good again. See them all, I wish that you were there. I looked across the room and saw you standing on the stair. And when I caught your eye, I saw you bring the grin. Feels so good, feeling good again. Feels so good, feeling good again.
Such a beautiful song, Robert, and it seems like you wrote that song for one particular person.
I did.
Yeah.
I wrote it for my wife.
That's always an excellent idea.
Yeah.
No, it is so touching, you know. And you know, writing a song, when you write a song with one person in mind, but it, you know, it applies to everybody. I mean, that's a really cool thing.
I thought it was very cool, except for I felt like it was kind of an accident. You know, I mean, I wrote it because I thought it was fun, and I was in the back of this crappy old RV that we used to drive around the country, and I was really sort of on the edge of having the flu, and I was thinking it would be nice if I felt good again, and then I just started thinking about where I would be if I was feeling good again. So that's how that came out.
Well, there's nothing like a combination of being homesick and actually sick. That inspires you.
Oh, so that makes it better.
Years ago at Anderson Fair Retail Restaurant in Houston, which is a wonderful listening room in the Montrose area, holds about 75 people packed. But it's an important room to get to play. I got to open a show for David Rodriguez, who was a wonderful songwriter. We lost him last year. David Rodriguez is Carrie Rodriguez's dad. And I was listening after my set. I was standing in the doorway next to a woman who introduced herself as his wife. And as he played this song, it's a song I recorded years ago. But as he played this song, she looked at me and she said, "He wrote this song for me." And it was